Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Debate number two. This one will be a rematch, of course. Possible redo for Barack Obama, whose low energy performance completely recast the presidential race 2 weeks ago. Tonight's debate is town hall style, moderated by CNN's Candy Crowley. And we wanted to give you a sense of just who this journalist is. When we spoke a few weeks back, she said, format is always a source of tension in these debates. The candidates have a traditional love-hate relationship with their moderator, she said, the moderator who stands between them.
I figure, you know what, if they want to get at each other, fine with me. You know, I think it has to be organic to a certain extent.
Crowley is the first female chosen to moderate a presidential debate in 20 years, but that's a tiny detail compared with the depth of her experience as a political reporter and a political junkie.
I, you know, have a family that is about as politically diverse as you can get. Let me just take a for instance. My family is a bunch of hunters. I mean, we grew up in the Midwest. It was Missouri. Duck hunting, deer hunting, this and that. So I don't look at a gun and think evil things will be done with this gun. It says nothing about how I feel about it. And by the way, I'm a vegetarian, so it, you know, I can assure you the hunting part doesn't appeal to me at all. But, you know, so I think that sometimes I hear, you know, reporters who have had different experiences that, you know, urban experiences where it's completely different how you look at something. Does it change how you go into it? I think a little bit. Your experience gives you a body of influence that makes you see how things can be viewed differently. Mm-hmm.
But is it the case? I mean, is it the case? Can I put this in my sort of trivia file that you are a vegetarian who knows what it feels like, the kick of a 10-gauge shotgun?
It's true. I can skeet shoot. I can trap shoot. I've been duck hunting with my dad at, you know, getting there at dark and waiting for the gun to go off so you know it's the start of the day. And I just talked to my brother yesterday who's out putting grass around the duck blind, and he sent me his deer stand he just built on his farm. So I get it. But yeah, I'm a vegetarian.
What was it
and they
like,
all make fun of me.
What was it like in the early broadcast days in your experience? And I don't mean, you know, the early days of radio. We're not talking about that. But, you know, even 20, 30 years ago, you know, working for the wires and working for radio and even early days in television was completely different than today.
It was. First of all, there were far fewer of us, meaning journalists in general. There were far fewer women. It was still largely a male game. One of the things that I sort of, you know, it's difficult when you're a First Amendment junkie and you believe in freedom of information and freedom of press and all of these kinds of things. And yet I think that there are such challenges with everyone having access almost immediately to everything. And the challenge to the journalist is, A, to be able to step back and not be driven by things, but not to ignore things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I also, the one thing I will say that I regret is that when I covered the second term of the Reagan administration, and I recall, and whether this is good or bad, I'm not sure, but there were times when you would go out on the campaign trail. This is not true of a president, but you go out on a campaign trail with candidates nobody had ever heard of, or they'd heard of them, or, you know, whatever, and you'd get in their car and you'd drive with them across Iowa or New Hampshire for a day, and there was kind of this time where you got a sense of the guy, and they were mostly guys at that point, or all guys. And that doesn't, the unwatched moment, the unheard word doesn't exist anymore.
Wow.
And I feel as though we know less and less about who these candidates are, because once you, it's like, well, I think it's a physics principle, I'm not sure, you know, an experiment watched is an experiment changed.
It is a physics principle. It's the uncertainty principle. Heisenberg came up with it. Yeah.
Right. And so now we watch everything. We hear everything. And it's changed. I think we don't always feel as though we know who these people are. And I would argue that who they are as people is as important as what they want.
Well, Candy Crowley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Candy Crowley, host of CNN's State of the Union and the network's chief political correspondent. She's moderating tonight's town hall-style presidential debate.